Today is November the 29th. Happy Tuesday, everybody. This is GQDN. Of course, brought to you by Audible, patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, Magic the Gathering Anniversary Edition. We have some Xbox news and some PlayStation news. But today is the day the dragons came to World of Warcraft. Yes, it is Dragonflight launch day. And Blizzard Watch did want to ask a question of you. How is your first day experience? So what did you do on launch day? They do want to know. Well, you can let us know too at GroupQuest on Twitter. I'm not playing it, but you guys are, and it should be good. In fact, there are now some people that are now level capped at 70. This comes to us from GameSpot.com, and at Method on Twitter did say, "We have our first group of level 70s. Congratulations." Worry not, though. Our RWF coverage continues over at twitch.tv/method, so they are doing that on Twitch, probably even as I speak. So it took them just 2 hours and 25 minutes just to get to level 70. So yeah, it didn't take very long. Could that be a concern? And while there were some technical issues, DDoS attacks do happen, they still got to that world first title. And congrats to them. And if you did get world first yourself, congratulations to you. So well done. And I hope that you enjoy the game. I might later on, just not now. So please don't spoil me as far as what content goes. Oh, I know some of you will on Twitter, because I know how you guys think, well, at least some of you guys. So that's fine. Messing around is messing around. And apparently I gotta shut off my phone. So anyway, we go to Destructoid, and I do apologize for that noise, because that's my phone hitting the table. Because Onion Games did cite that there's going to be an untitled sandbox RPG in 2023. So Destructoid, thank you. And that's something that the game director Yoshiro Kimura has revealed in the indie studios that he has. So who knows what that's going to be, but an RPG is always pretty interesting to me. Now they do have something called Blackbird, which is available on PlayStation, PC, and Nintendo Switch, and could be worth the time, but we'll see. Still, that's one of the games for next year. How about now? Well, according to DualShockers.com, Mass Effect and Biomutant could be coming to PlayStation Plus. So, Mass Effect Legendary Edition and Biomutant. Biomutant, I believe, is an RPG. Something that Gulvin did recommend to me, and now I might get it because it's coming to PlayStation Plus. But Mass Effect, I believe, is an FPS. And there's one more game that's going to come out, and that's Divine Knockout. So, we'll see what happens there. Be taking a look at those on December 6th for both PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5. Those will be for download. Looks to be rather interesting itself. But we just can't do that and not have Xbox have something in common with that too. So we go to GameSpot.com and we find out that there's some games that are coming to gold free for Xbox for December. Now the dates here I do not see, but there are two, just two games. One called Colt Canyon, and that's a shooter set in the Western Wasteland, the Western Desert. And something else called Bladed Fury, and that's a side-scroller action game that has some Chinese history and mythology inspiration to it. So that's on the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, which your first month is only $1, and other months, well, you have to check the prices for that yourself. Oh, I'm sorry, there are dates to it. Colt Canyon is available all of December for from December 1st to the 31st, and Bladed Fury is available from December 16th into January the 15th. Now we get to a little bit more specific games, back to DualShockers, and we find out that Final Fantasy VII Crisis Core does have a new trailer. And yes, I did watch it. It looks really, really good. And it does show up some of the gameplay to it and some of the storyline to it. So yes, very, very good. Very, very interesting. Okay? It does look good. And that does come out December 13th for all of the platforms. PlayStation, Xbox, all the way down to one, Nintendo Switch and PC. This is going to be very, very interesting. But back to PlayStation via Eurogamer, and the tournaments for PlayStation 5 have launched today. So what are these tournaments going to have? Well, it's going to be FIFA 23, NBA 2K23, and Guilty Gear. Now there are going to be some prizes and some other stuff, and it's up on the PlayStation Discord, which I should probably join because I'm a PlayStation person, but that is the PlayStation community. So if you want to go join it, you can go join it at your leisure. So there we go. But we end up today. I know it's a short show. Whatever. It's Tuesday. Oh, there are actually two things. I am so sorry because I forgot to say that Far Cry on their Ubisoft YouTube channel did do their Lost Worlds announcement. And to see, they chose a female character again of Dani. But to see Dani go through a whole new event, which comes in mid-December, is very, very interesting in itself. I did watch the video, like I said, and you're still using a gun. It kind of looks like they took some inspiration from other games. I want to say Splatoon, but that's not it. It's more of the ones with the talking guns and whatnot. But that's not a talking gun that she used. It was more of a special powered rifle that she had. That said, it all just looks really, really good. That's an in-game purchase. I believe it said about $9.99. And I'm not sure how much that would actually cost in real money. But still, that's how you would get it. Does look like you would take some time in there and play it. But hey, it is what it's going to be. So like I said, it does look good. Now, and I'm not looking up on Steam. I'll look up on that later. But like I said, we end up today with the Magic the Gathering 30th Anniversary Edition. Costs $999, so $1,000 to get it. Ooh, ooh, ooh. That's a lot of change. And I did look at some of the cards. I'm not into it, but hey, I'm letting you know that there's a lot of cards to it. So, if you want it, there is a video up on YouTube about the set, so you can go check that out. Like I said, it costs about $100, but hey, that happens. And they went on sale yesterday too, and the sets were sold out. So, okay, what do you get? You get 4 15-card booster packs for a total of 60 cards, which does come out to be $16.65 per card. Each pack contains 13 modern frame cards, one of which is rare, 2 retro frame cards, with 3 out of 10 packs containing rare retro frames, and 1 unique token. And you might find some lands in there as well. So, now you know what's there. Do you think it's worth it? Do you play it? Let me know at Joe Brums. In fact, you can talk to all of us at Group Quest on Twitter. And you can check out DonForge.com. This has been a DonForge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you again tomorrow for more gaming news. So get on some games, go play some games, whether they're physical or not. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Go play some games. Come on.